What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Monday, February 9th, 2026, and we're so glad that you all could join us this morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and y'all know we can't get the show going, can't get everything moving. Bring up co-host, producer Britt, how you feeling this morning?
Good, good, good. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Coming off the... Wait. What did you have for dinner last night?
Oh, I went to Shay's house to watch the Super Bowl. So we kicked it, and then she made baked ziti.
Yeah. Okay. Baked ziti. Last night we had... What was it? Oh, God. I can't even remember right now. Last night... What did we have for dinner last night? Yikes. Had a lot of moving parts over here. Okay. Last night we had my wife made chicken wings. So she made chicken wings and also mixed that in with a little bit of, we made orange chicken the day before. So yeah, little bit of orange chicken over some rice, little bit of chicken wings with a variety of different flavors and stuff like that. So it was on par for a Super Bowl Sunday. It was on par for a Super Bowl Sunday. Chicken.
Nice.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? Yes, Brittany, I watched the Super Bowl.
Yeah, nice.
What did you think of the game?
I mean, it was boring. I mean, it was pretty much like a blowout. I mean, I definitely enjoyed the halftime show, which I'll get into later. But yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I mean, it was a slow burn because at first I thought it was gonna be like I thought it was gonna be a clear blowout. But you know, for the first couple quarters,
yeah,
it was field goal.
Right.
And then, you know, it seemed like they really turned it on in the fourth quarter. But, mm-hmm. you know, compared to previous years, it wasn't like just a total blowout. But, yeah, it was a real defensive game on the start. And I was like,
Yeah, so I think they got some points on the board because I was like, it was looking kind of bad.
It was definitely looking kind of bad. And one thing I heard people say about before was that, like, the Patriots and, you know, Robert Kraft and all them, of course, you're not going to hear them publicly say it. But, you know, they wanted to win a Super Bowl without being able to say they could do it without Tom Brady. Right.
Oh,
or even
yeah.
without like mm-hmm. Bill Belichick. So now seeing that, and hey, the Patriots are still without the Super Bowl, without Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so yeah. But all in all, man, kudos to the Seahawks. And, you know, of course, I think the majority of the entertainment was, like you said, a halftime show and between some of the commercials, because some of the commercials, actually, I think they did a good job redeeming themselves this year
mm-hmm.
From previous years. So, yeah. It was an all right game.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
For sure. But, yeah, we can go ahead and transition into our Straight from the Source segment. All right, and this morning we're going to be in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And I pulled this verse because I feel that it's just one of those affirmations that you can say to yourself and share. Maybe if you're going through a tough time, something challenging, you're trying to navigate through certain things that you're uncertain about. And the verse reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So be strong and be courageous. And the reason why I love this verse is because God doesn't say, like, if you feel brave, he says, be strong. And ultimately, it's a command. So knowing and understanding that, this is something where it means that courage isn't always a personality trait. It's us taking the time to be intentional and to make a decision for whatever it is that we're doing. And Joshua, in this text, he wasn't stepping into something small, right? Joshua, he was replacing Moses. And we know about the history that Moses has led and even just hearing, right, of Moses being the one to part the Red Sea and to be able to free those people during that time. So seeing him stepping into this role, beginning to lead a nation and walking into battles that he didn't feel ready for or even prepare for, this was God ultimately calling him up, God ultimately calling him higher and trying to move him into something new. So for you, I don't know what that may look like for you, for me, producer Britt, for all of us, right? We might be feeling like God is giving us a new space and a new place, giving us new territory, calling us into something that we've never been in before, calling us to an area to where we may not feel that we have the experience, the credentials, or even the just do to really be successful in this next level of an arena. But in the text, it says, be courageous. It says, be strong. So knowing that this is a command for us, I share this because I want you to now have an affirmation that you can recite to yourself before you go into that job interview, before you go into that class, before you go into, you know, wherever you might be going, so that you have something to really put into your spirit. Because one of the things that I do know is that fear is one of those things that will really eat away at your confidence and really make you feel unsure and uncertain. But when you have those affirmations, you can begin to recite it. And I know that there was a stat shared some time ago that it takes us to say something about 18 times. It takes us to share a positive affirmation about 18 times to help counter or remove the one negative thought that's said or that's focused on or that we've really taken time. So now you have something, right, to recite if it needs to be 18 times or even more for you to recite it until you believe it. So be strong and be courageous as you're going forth in this new season, in this new space, in this new place of your life, because ultimately, like the word says, it is a commandment. Family, that has been straight from the source this morning. Just wanted to share that with you so you can meditate on, so you can reflect on, and ultimately so you have something that you can just put into your mental bank. And if you're not subscribed to our channel, make sure you subscribe at Speak Your Success Media. And also, y'all, make sure to share this Straight from the Source segment this morning if you feel that it really blessed you or encouraged you, so that hopefully and prayerfully it can encourage someone else. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and transition. Producer Britt.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? So I know we're talking about the game a little bit. And did you what were your thoughts on some of the commercials? I'm curious to hear your thoughts on some of the commercials. Like, was there any that like stood out?
I like the Levi's commercial. I took notes. Hold on. I like the Levi's commercial and the crypto commercial because it was like interactive, because doing the Backstreet Boys.
Everybody. Oh, the Backstreet Boys. Okay. Yeah. I saw that one.
But I wasn't really feeling the commercials this year. It wasn't
really.
Yeah, they're simple. It wasn't anything like crazy like it used to be, it wasn't bad.
I mean, I get that. I think for me, I guess like I kind of included some of the campaigns even before the Super Bowl, because I've seen that's been a thing. Because I know you did you see the DoorDash, the 50 Cent one, the DoorDash with the beef?
Yeah, but they released it too early. I felt like they should have did that on Super Bowl. It would have made more sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know what? I think it's like 23 million. 23 million for an ad, so I guess they're trying to work around that. Because I like, you know, that was a cool commercial. But actually during the Super Bowl, one of the ones about them doing the prostate cancer.
I don't know about 23 million for an ad. I got 10 million, which is the highest.
Oh, it was 10 million? Okay.
I was like, 23, that's a lot for 30 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I saw a post, and I might be wrong on that. But yeah, so either way, it was the prostate one about the tight ends when they had all the NFL guys, and then they was clenching their cheeks, and then you could see them like relax. And then the guy, and I was like, yeah, because, you know, people always talk about getting a prostate exam. They always talk about, you know, people getting checked in their tight end. Men getting checked in their tight end. Yeah. But right. Then, you know, the guy's like, well, just, you know, it's just a simple test, right? It doesn't require all that. So that was one I liked. And then another one I think that was kind of funny, like with the play on some of the things that have been happening in culture, was that the Pepsi ad with, you know, with the two bears, and then you see them get caught on the camera, and they like, and they're doing the dance.
Yeah, because of you know, the people that got caught cheating.
Yeah, that whole situation. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, crazy, so it's still Black History Month, so let's get into it. Here you go.
Sega.
All right. Man.
Yeah. So, man, shout out to President Stan Thomas. And Britt, I don't know if you ever played like the Sega Channel, but real quick for the people who may or may not know, Stan Thomas, he was an American cable television and media executive. So shout out to him. And he became the president of Sega Channel, which was an early content delivery streaming service. And it was launched in 1994, right? And he had, you know, he had a background in cable TV, included senior roles at HBO and Time Warner, and was ultimately appointed to the lead Sega Channel, and its president when the service debuted. Okay, so super dope. And another just piece of information is while he wasn't the sole inventor, he played a key leadership role in rolling out Sega Channel, which was one of the first console-based game services that let Sega Genesis owners access and download games through their cable connection years before modern digital game stores and subscription platforms. Okay.
Nice.
So shout out to, yeah, that was cool though. That was cool. I remember going over to, you know, family friend's house and, you know, you just hop on there and you can just pick different games and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't necessarily have access to all that, but you know, you always had that friend that you pull up and then, you know, you get on the game or whatever, and then you don't want to go home. So shout out to Mr. Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to him. Yeah, that was dope though. That was dope. So shout out to him, man, because that's definitely ahead of his time.
Nice. Okay, my Black History fact is today is actually February 9th, which in Dallas is Juanita Craft Day. Who is Juanita Craft? Juanita Craft was born in Round Rock, Texas in 1902 and was the granddaughter of former slaves. She moved to Dallas after receiving her teaching certificate at Sam Houston College by 1925 and was a maid at the Adolphus Hotel in downtown Dallas. Her interest in politics and civil rights led her to join the NAACP in 1935, where she thrived and became the Dallas membership chairman in 1942. So a little bit about her legacy. So voting rights, desegregation. When it comes to voting rights, in 1944, she became the first Black woman in Dallas County to vote in a public election. And then desegregation, she was instrumental in desegregation for the Texas State Fair, the University of Texas Law School, and Dallas ISD. That is big. Wow. And then when it came to the NAACP, her leadership, she organized over 180 NAACP youth chapters throughout Texas and hosted leaders like Martin Luther King Jr. and Lyndon B. Johnson at her home. How her legacy still lives today is that Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson in 2022, commemorated on her 120th birthday, that today would be the official day of Juanita Craft Day. And normally this day, it's a lot of events. There's murals of her that are unveiled, educational programs, and her house right here, you can kind of see it. Her house right here has been turned into a museum, and you can go visit that. Yeah, and you can go visit the house. So today is Juanita Craft Day. She was born in 1902, and she lived to be, well, she lived, she died in 1985, so... Kudos to her. Love that. Juanita Craft Day.
Yeah, shout out to her. Because, I mean, I've definitely heard her name. Definitely heard her name around. So that's cool. And just to hear, you know, some of the iconic work that she's done. DISD, UT.
Yeah, DISD is big for sure.
That's a very big deal. That's a very big deal, man. Shout out to her. Shout out to the family, the Craft family. Because, you know, that your impact legacy continues to live on. And in the have you been to the museum before?
No, I haven't been.
Okay, yeah. Neither have
you.
That's new information.
I was like, have you?
That's new information. No. So thanks for sharing that with us.
What you got?
You want to go into the, I thought you wanted to go, you want to go into talking about the concert with Bad Bunny?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, watching Bad Bunny, and I mean, even to prepare before the Super Bowl, I do not speak Spanish at all, but even before, me and my wife were riding around, like giving his songs a listen, because I necessarily haven't listened to like complete albums or full bodies of work from Bad Bunny. So we were going through, we're listening to some of the music, we tried to give it a feel, And then, you know, then when it came for him to perform and just looking at it from a different eye, and I know we've talked about it before, Britt, but like just looking at seeing all that went into the production, right? Looking at the wardrobe, even outside of that, looking at some of the, like seeing some of these other people that were a part of the performance that initially I didn't even know. I was like, what? Okay, Pedro Pascal, seeing him popping out. And then my wife was like, is that Cardi B? Is she just an extra? And I was like, I didn't know that she was a part either. So, I mean, ultimately, not being able to speak Spanish, but like tapping in and tuning into like his performance, it of course, it was so much more than a performance, right? Because he was actually, I even saw some people saying that he could have protested in a way or a form, but he chose not to go that route, but by, you know, using his music and leveraging his music in that way to be able to send a message. And, you know, there were subtle signs here, subtle signs there. I actually enjoyed it, even though I still, you know, it made me want to learn Spanish. But after hearing Bad Bunny say, or I saw at least the tweet go out saying, I wouldn't want y'all to focus on trying to learn Spanish. I want y'all really to focus on learning how to dance. So after hearing him say that, I tapped in, and you know, I enjoyed the performance overall. And yeah, just seeing some of these other celebrities in there and just seeing all these other factors. But I also don't want to take, I don't know what you're going to share on it, how you're going to share on it. So I don't want to, you know, take any of what you're going to say, but I'll pass it to you and let you share on the concert.
Okay, so I'm going to start just overall Super Bowl. Okay, so some wild NFL requirements for Super Bowl cities that host, okay? So number one is that the NFL sets ticket prices and they receive 100% of the ticket revenue. Crazy. We'll go over ticket prices later. And then the host city pays for 108 person per Super Bowl visit. I don't necessarily know what that means. Do you know what that means, John?
The host city pays for 180 person pre-Super Bowl visits.
I don't get it. But anyways, it's a requirement.
Yeah.
Okay, so the NFL must be allocated at least 50% for all luxury suites. I will explain all of this in a minute. And then the NFL gets 54 days of free stadium use around the Super Bowl. What's crazy is that, you know, they make up all these rules and it's like, can you really say no? And then you got the free 18-hole golf course. Like it's a lot going on. 18-hole golf course and bowling for the NFL charity events. It's like, are we really doing the charity thing? The NFL receives sales tax exemptions from all parking tickets and merchandise. Okay, so just to dive a little deeper, okay, when the NFL comes to town, it's often sold as a economic win for the host city. But behind the confetti, the halftime show, blah, 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 it's a whole list of everything. So like I said, they control 100% of the ticket pricing and they receive 100% of the revenue. When it comes to the suites, I don't really understand like how the suites work. I mean, as far as like they need 50% of it, is it like, I don't know. I'd have to deep dive in that. Like, is it if AT&T buys a suite, NFL get 50% of it?
That's crazy. I mean, all of that sounds crazy, especially knowing that the NFL is a nonprofit. So that's really crazy. So they're going to get other write-offs and everything like that too. But it's giving greed.
Yeah, and then they're saying that it's perks, but sometimes I feel like it's like the NFL is like, well, this is coming to your city. You should love this because, you know, you're going to have all these people here. All these hotels are going to sell out. All these planes are coming here. All these businesses are going to get money. Da, 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 da. And then, you know, there's like a whole, I didn't really tap into that, but there's like a whole other side of the NFL. I mean, the Super Bowl, the cleanup side. And so, because normally, you know, they just pick up and they go. And so I always be thinking about that. Okay, moving right along, we'll get back to the halftime show here. So some of the most memorable moments here at the halftime show. One, I did not know Lady Gaga was going to be there because I was like, this is crazy because they were just at the Grammys together and there was no idea whatsoever that they were going to sing together. So The couple that got married, they really did tie the knot. So crazy. What really happened was that they invited Bad Bunny to their wedding. And Bad Bunny was like, I'm doing something. You come to the Super Bowl. Okay. So I was like, that's so cool. I love that. And then just a production note that I saw, everybody on the field had a pair of in-ears. Everybody on the field had a pair of ears. And I was like, dang, that's expensive.
That's a lot of ears.
Yes. Yeah. For people that don't know what in-ears are, it is these things inside his ear, literally in ears. And so this is the ability for everybody to hear the mix, they hear the audio of what's going on. And so pretty much they can't hear the audience, they can't hear anybody but each other. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so yes, they really did tie the knot. So when it came to the utility poles, the dancers climbed up the utility poles, a critique of Puerto Rico's fragile power grid, which led to a chaotic, dangerous outages. And so he was paying, I wouldn't say paying homage, but he was just, you know, highlighting the fact that the power in Puerto Rico is not what it should be. And yeah. So there was definitely some political statements in the, you know, in the performance for sure. Lady Gaga came out of nowhere. She sang her Grammy award winning hit that she did with Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Love, yep. Lady Gaga. Great performer. She's like a chameleon. She could do anything. And so she's really done a lot of things and she's done everything. So, and just to, I loved her Grammy performance. I loved it so much. And then we have Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin had a crazy last 2 years. I can't really get into what happened, but, he made a cameo and he was singing sung a verse from Bad Bunny's song. So yeah, so Ricky Martin was there. And then just the production, Shay and I, we were like, dang, we on the field for real. We on the field and we in the field in Puerto Rico because, I mean, they had the lead. Did you see, okay, let me see if it's another angle somewhere. Some of the leaves, those were people in costumes.
Oh, yeah. I saw the grass or whatever.
Yeah, the grass. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so the grass, like, those were people in costumes. And I was like, wow, that's so creative. Like, super thought out, whoever, you know, thought any of this out. So, kudos to them. Love the outfit that he wore. You know, it was a jersey, whole football situation. I like the cream color. Didn't go too crazy or anything. I think he did one outfit change. You got Cardi B there. You got Karol G there. You know, putting on. You got the Puerto Rico flag. Love that. So, I loved at the end that, you know, he at the end he walked towards the camera and he was, you know, saying all the names of the countries. So I thought that was powerful. So good for him.
Yeah, and then he held up the football and he said,
"Together we are America."
There we go. Yeah. Together we are America. But yeah, that was super dope. And I think also Jessica Alba, I believe, was in there.
Alba was on the house too.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Is that Jessica Alba?" Because I was like, "Dang, she still look like honey. She looks so young.
Look the same. She's been looking the same for years."
Right.
It's like, what in the world? But yeah.
Okay, so what do you rate it?
Oh man, rate it. I would give it a 10. I would give it a 10. Just off performance, off the political message, off seeing bringing so many cultures together. Even though, well, I don't know what percentage of the United States understands Spanish, or what percentage of the world understands Spanish based on, you know, the viewership of watching the Super Bowl. But I give him a 10. I really would. On performance and everything like that. What do you rate it?
I don't give him a 10. Like, a Michael Jackson is like a 10. And so I'm like, nah, I can't give it no Bad Bunny no 10. But because
what you giving the bunny then?
I can sing the Michael Jackson songs.
Well, yeah,
Bad Bunny, I would give him a strong 8. Strong 8. Yeah.
What could he have done better to get the other 2 points?
I don't think it's what he could have did better. I think that's just what it is. I just give it a strong 8.
That's fair.
But the internet, the comments, you know, I didn't understand a word. It was a great performance. The set was super dope. Last year, Kendrick Lamar, they said this was Kendrick Lamar's performance, but for Puerto Rico. And I was like, I love that. And then I was like, somebody, you know, made jokes, you know, need subtitles, but it's like, it wasn't really about that. Somebody said, I give it an 8. I didn't understand what he was saying, but, you know, the dancing and the performance was very top tier. Spoke no Spanish, but the man was good. Great energy. I thought it was good. I generally don't know his music, so just enjoyed the Puerto Rican culture. Kendrick Lamar said, but in Spanish. That's so funny. Yeah, it was for their culture. They said they had vibe, energy, and culture. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So this person gave it a solid 6. I had fun, but it was a little underwhelming in all the other part, and all the and all over the place in parts. I didn't think it was all over the place. I thought that, he started in the, he started the back of the field and the grass and the maze or whatever, and then he went through and came out on the pole at the house. I did like the, the production had to be super tight because they had some pre-recorded videos in there. And so I was like, That was pre-recorded. He's probably doing an outfit change. So I thought that was cool too. But overall, I thought that it was great. I thought that he did a good job.
Yeah, but I feel on the pre-recorded part because when he fell through the house and I saw him come out, I was like, he don't got nothing on his hair. He don't got nothing. His hair is still good. He don't got anything like that. But yeah, all in all, though, I mean, like the storytelling. So the person said all over the place, I definitely don't see that either. Because, I mean, the storytelling was there. And, yeah, just the messaging. And like you said, the political message. So,
So while we were watching Bad Bunny, Turning Point USA, the people that did not want to watch him at all, they had their own halftime show. So I don't know if you know this. It was on C-SPAN. Kid Rock, Lee Bryce, Gabby Barrett.
And I saw it after the fact. Yeah, I saw it after the fact.
Yeah, and I was like, people are insane. Like,
that is insane. To go head to head with the Super Bowl on the biggest. And Kid Rock even still relevant?
I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe in their world, maybe he is. But right now, somebody put this graphic up, and I was like, I got to snatch this because it's like, y'all competing with 85.3 million listeners a month, and it's like everybody's gonna be watching the Super Bowl, and I believe the percent. Okay, yeah, they do give the percentage. There you go. So 85.3 million listeners a month, and then like I said, combined 16.9 million a month. So it's like, what are y'all really doing over there? But the hate is strong. That's all I gotta say. The hate is strong. Okay, so fun fact here. Let me know if you know about this.
Keenan and Eric Gold and those guys came up with the idea to do the halftime show because they was doing, bands, marching bands playing.
Yeah.
They got with Doritos and I think Pepsi, somebody else. And they was like, we're going to steal the audience.
Anything that ever went up against the Super Bowl would die. We saw a window, which was halftime, where people normally got up to pee.
The Living Color was at its biggest.
Yes.
We would put our half hour right from the time the play stopped till it started. We put a clock up so people would know when to turn back.
Our Super Bowl countdown clock. It'll be coming on later in the show to let you know when to switch back to the second half. You won't miss any of the senseless brutality.
And it was like, we gonna take that audience and bring them to In Living Color and did a special In Living Color halftime show.
When halftime came, the entire audience for the Super Bowl turned their channel to In Living Color.
All the viewers scattered, left the Super Bowl, went to Fox, watch this hilarious live In Living Color episode. Yeah, so we stole the audience.
And it was this little show that took on this giant and crushed.
And the next year, they was like, y'all ain't never doing that again. And they paid the biggest star in the world.
They hired Michael Jackson
to come do the halftime show.
And every year since, they've had a humongous star.
Do you think that was the beginning of a halftime show as we know it for the NFL?
Absolutely.
We're responsible for halftime now being this huge event.
Usher, Dr. Dre, J-Lo, all you people that are doing the halftime show, hope you got a big check. Thank you, Keenan. Thank you, Liver Color.
Love that. I mean, they just have the greatest family legacy ever. Honestly.
Like untouchable.
Yeah, it is very untouchable.
Untouchable, especially when you start hearing like some of these stories, and you know that even goes to speak towards the, you know, just the, I was about to say, iconicness of Keenan Ivory Wayans and, you know, all the other Wayne, but like to go head to head with the Super, so they pulled the Kid Rock before Kid Rock, going head to head with the Super Bowl halftime show, just to show, like,
I wouldn't say, you know, Kid Rock. No, I'm saying like that was a whole different situation.
Well, yeah.
They had somebody at the Super Bowl, and they just decided not to watch it. The Super Bowl, the halftime was lame back then, and so they said, we're going to take this slot, which they did.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, so here's some crazy facts. I'm like, I don't know if these are true or not, but I found this graphic, and I thought it was crazy. Okay, so the most expensive ticket this year for 2026 was around $60,000.
Jesus.
That's
Lord,
what I was like,
mercy.
People spending their life earning savings. And then approximately 1.48 billion wings are consumed in America on Super Bowl Sunday. And first of all, I'm like, do we even have that many chickens?
Man.
How are we doing that? Oh,
you know how they making the chicken bread.
Y'all eating that lab grown chicken meat. That's what y'all eating. I'll tell you that right now. So the original Super Bowl footage is like, you know, it's pretty much lost, Jonathan. So the footage that you see today, it's restored pieces of fan recordings or like highlight reels because they can't find them up.
From Super Bowl one. That's crazy.
Right, exactly. That's crazy. Super Bowl. And we're on 60, which is crazy. I need to meet somebody that went to first Super Bowl and seen all these things. That's crazy. I guess I could ask my dad. Okay, anyway. So 14 years in a row from Super Bowl. I don't know. No more.
32.
Okay, 32 to Super Bowl.
But I don't know that other one. I don't know that.
Oh,
other
wow.
One.
I thought you had me. The NFC team won the coin toss 14 times in a row. And the odds of that happening are 1 in 16,384.
Okay.
I don't really know what that all that means. Okay, 2011, they didn't have any cheerleaders. And I was like, man,
that's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact.
That's a fun fact right there.
They had no cheerleaders. But just think about all the people that maybe like get in free perks, get to tag along.
Man.
Yeah, but you know, like the NFL, they make you pay for everything. But
make you pay for everything.
They make you pay for your Hall of Fame jacket. So I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations.
Okay. Here's Here's your invoice. Okay, so just a little drama. Okay. Oh. So Cardi B and Stephon Diggs, they unfollowed each other after the Super Bowl. That's what I heard. Okay. So here's a little clip of somebody asking her about Stephon.
Before the game, one inspired message.
Good luck.
How we celebrate? And so, you know, the internet, they be doing a big one. So they be going to the other person page, typing in the name, blah, 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 blah. And they've seen that, they unfollowed each other. And then I don't know if you saw Funny Marco when he asked Stephon, he was like, is Cardi going to get her ring? And then he was like, I got to get mine first.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was funny. But yeah, that's a whole entanglement right now.
The internet is a real place, but at the same time, it's like, dang. Like sometimes seeing some of this stuff is like, what?
Now you put your business out there. It's free game. Okay, yeah, so switching over, we got Valentine's Day this weekend on Saturday. Also, my uncle's birthday. My uncles are twins. So McDonald's, I'm going to try my best to get this. You know, I might not have a Valentine, but I'm going to get this nuggets and caviar. Okay, so McDonald's is giving its iconic chicken nuggets a high-end twist just in time for Valentine's Day, partnering with Paramount Caviar. The Golden Arches is launching a limited edition McNugget Caviar Kit. Okay, It's only available online, okay? And guess what, Jonathan? It is completely free. Dropping February 10th, tomorrow, okay? Dropping tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time on McNuggetCaviar.com, okay? The kits pair crispy nuggets with premium caviar for a playful and surprising luxe food moment, okay? So each kit will get a 1 ounce tin of the caviar. You'll also get a $25 Arch, well, the $25 McDonald's card. You get some crema. You get a mother of pearl spoon, and everything you need for a fancy experience. I've seen people do this at their weddings. I've seen people do this at the I think it's the U.S. Open or one of the tennis.
I think it's the tennis. The U.S. Open.
They do that too, mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, I love this. So it may be me, my chicken nuggets, and my caviar in Ozzy. You know, it has to be shipped because it's free. So,
Hey, McDonald's knows how to do a good rollout. They know how to do a good rollout. They really know how to create a hype. They know how to get the people going because they did this years ago. Also, when they released the special sauce, they had people for it. They started a podcast on it, and they had people driving states to go get this sauce. So McDonald's.
Really great partnership. You know, it's probably like once or twice a year, you know, they'll do the whole celebrity partnership, like the Travis Scott meal, the Sweetie meal, they do that very well. So, and I'm always a sucker. I'll go get it because I'm like, well, what is it? And it's just like your face. It's the same menu, but it's like, you know,
same menu with their name on it.
But yeah. I don't know. I feed into it. McDonald's all my life. I ain't never even call you McDonald's.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
I know. Okay. So we got Blue Ivy, her iconic Super Bowl photo. You see right here, 2020. That was her first one. And then you got 2022 over here. 24, just the cutest. And then, you know, 25 and 26. Love it. Love it.
Growing up right before eyes.
She really is. Like, she really is. She really is. So, love that. Her and Jay-Z always go together, and that's their thing. That's their thing.
That's a thing.
Okay. Time to get into some real stuff, okay? Because, you know, that's great. Oh, and let me just say this before. Let me go back. Let me just say this. I did not do anything. I normally don't do anything for the Super Bowl because obviously it's just like the consumerism of it and the money grab. Because regular restaurants, I mean, you got to pay $100 for the table. Does that $100 go towards your bill? No. And then on top of that, everything's hiked up. I saw parking, not in Texas, but I saw parking for the Super Bowl, $400.
Jesus.
So it's like, wow. Oh my gosh. It was ridiculous. So I never go out and about on Super Bowl Sunday. It's crazy. Monday, today actually is the most called off day all year.
I wonder why.
I know, right? Okay, so here we go. Thousands of products, including popular brands like Pringles, who had a commercial yesterday, Nutella, mm-hmm. Cheetos, and even over-the-counter medicines and pet food have been recalled after the FDA discovered unsanitary conditions at the Gold Star distribution facility in Minneapolis. They can't catch a break up there. Inspectors found rodent and waste. I will say that again. Inspectors found rodent and bird waste, rising concerns that items have been contaminated through airborne particles and animal urine. Disgusting. The recalled products were distributed to more than 50 locations across Minnesota, Indiana, North Dakota, and several Minnesota cities affected, including Minneapolis, St. Paul, Rochester, and others. The FDA classified the FDA classified the recall as class 2, meaning that the products could cause temporary medical reverse effects. Could be vulnerable to individuals or whatever. Consumers, you are to contact Gold Star and don't take it back to the store. That's what they said.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah.
Food being recalled.
I know.
Food being recalled is always scary.
Yeah, when the food is recalled, it's like, I should just make it myself. Because I don't feel right buying it no more after y'all recalled it.
It creates so many concerns. It's like,
potato
well,
potato chips, I know how to make those.
Come
that's
on.
That's cool. Pringles, those aren't even real potato chips. I don't even know what Pringles are.
Don't do that.
So, you eat Pringles?
It's been a while since I've eaten Pringles. It's been a while. It's been
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. I don't know why they taste like that. I don't know why they smell like that. The taste is different.
I don't smell them, but the taste is different on Pringles than you know some Lay's smell. Or something else. Yeah, it's different.
Cause Lay's had a commercial, and he said, "Hey, they just potatoes. They just potatoes."
Mm, oh, when they go and make the dig at other companies, it's so interesting because you got to wait. It's like, what y'all gonna come back with? Oh, y'all just gonna get quiet? Okay, cool. So we know who y'all really are.
Got Sabrina Carpenter in a car with a Pringle man driving. Yeah. Okay. So kind of crazy here. So the Super Bowl was selling a $180 burger. Okay. It was a braised veal shank with a demi-glaze. Fondue serves 4 people. I guess. I mean,
if you're going to get the experience, if you're gonna sell your house to buy your ticket, you're gonna sell your car to buy a burger. Just get the full experience. Just make sure you make it back home.
And okay? Everyone kept saying, if you got money to go to the Super Bowl, you got money to buy it. And then everybody was like, well, technically it's $45 per person. It serves 4 people. They said, wait till Atlanta gets a hold of this next year.
Oh,
that's funny. They said Atlanta's gonna have $150 water. That's funny. I don't want a pizza slice of burger. Somebody said, I want the whole burger. Yeah. They just said, if you're there, you can afford it. And that's true. If you're there, you can afford that burger.
Hopefully.
You can. You paid $2,000 for a ticket. Yeah. Or $60,000 for a ticket, or
that's an expensive trip. That's an expensive trip because, yeah, you're shelling out $2,000 for the ticket. We ain't even talking about getting there, Uber, rent a car, wherever you staying. Man, flight. Oh my God. I can't imagine. I know.
Yeah,
that's a trip.
Me and Shay, when I would go to the basketball games, you know, I get my burger with a drink. That's $34
on a regular night, regular game,
regular game. On a regular game. Now, is the burger good, delicious, 2 patties, cheese, bacon? Absolutely. You know, but yeah, whatever. And then the fries are too salty for me. I was like, I don't want these fries. But the burger was good. So, like, every time I'll go to the game now, I'm like, I got to get that burger. I got to put my $40.
It's like that?
It's good. Like, yeah, they in the back. Smashing them things, smash burgers.
Okay. Oh, real time. Okay. Yeah. Fresh, never frozen. Okay. I'm here for it though. I'm here for it. Yeah.
Slide it right through, keep it under the heat. I'm coming up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. But that 180, yeah, I'm mad at that though. Yeah.
I need everybody $45 right now. Really, I need $50 per person.
Give me the money before I go to the concession stand.
Give me your money before the game, before you change your mind.
You ain't selling me. Nah. Nah, it don't look good. Nah. You better come on with that $45.
They said Jason, which one? Kelsey? Jason Kelsey?
They said he finished
the whole thing by himself.
I mean, he was an offensive lineman, and I'm sure he still works out a little bit, so I'm not surprised.
I would think so. Okay, Pizza Hut expected to close 250 locations during the first half of 2026. This is 4 days ago. I wanted to report this, but, you know, producer Britt has not been on the show. So, Pizza Hut. When was the last time you ate Pizza Hut, Jonathan?
It's been some years though. It's been some years. Where would be your go-to spot for pizza? You want to go get a pie? Where are you going?
I like iFratelli's. I'm not a commercial person when it comes to pizza. I'm iFratelli's. I like Grimaldi's.
Okay. Yeah. Nice spot.
Yeah, if I do pizza, we doing pizza right. I'm not you know, sure, my college days, I'll go to, you know, Domino's. I did. Now, when,
college, you going to Domino's? Oh, okay.
Domino's, yeah. But Domino's, remember they did that whole rebrand and they changed their crust. And so ever since they changed their crust, I was like, I like Domino's. And they're the number one pizza place in the world. But who's your?
Really? Domino's the number one pizza place in the world?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me. I don't know who I thought it was, but I didn't know that they took the cake. But
I mean, think about all the locations and da 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 da. But fair. What's your place?
Yeah, so I mean, I like Affratelli's too. I like them. They make good pizza. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like out and about, I'll hit up Deep Ellum, go to Serious Pizza, give me one of them big old slices.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's like
Yeah.
I do that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's at night.
What, like a late night grab?
Yeah. I mean, they open what, like 3 a.m., I think. So,
yeah. Deep Ellum, you know. The night walkers.
Right. Man, speaking of the night walkers, I'm going to play this video in a minute. But speaking of the night walkers, the commentary on the game was hilarious. Me and Shay could not stop cracking up. Just, it was, what's his name? Chris Collinsworth. Hilarious. I mean, I love listening to his commentary because, you know, he played football, he understands, so it's funny.
He definitely gets it. But I was looking for Tom Brady. I know he signed that contract. I guess that don't start this year. But
I thought he was on Fox?
Yeah, he is on Fox, but he's calling Super Bowl games are included in his contract. But I'm sure since he signed that, like, I don't know how long ago, I'm sure it's going to be like upcoming Super Bowls.
Got it.
But I was like, where you at, Tom?
Okay.
Boy, getting paid all that bread. Okay. Start calling again.
$1,100.
My son's not going to university anymore.
About $4,900, about $5,000 each ticket, yeah.
$3,500, $2,000 apiece.
$3,250.
About $16,000, but it's priceless.
Above $5,000 or below?
Above.
Under $10,000?
You're close. You're warm.
More than $10,000, this team's not even playing in the Super Bowl. Oh my goodness, you're crazy. How much did you spend on your Super Bowl ticket?
$3,100.
My son's.
Yeah, crazy. Oh.
My son's crazy. not going to university anymore. Oh, man.
Yes. Okay. So to your point where we talked about the advertising earlier. So this is my last thing I got. So 30-second ad this year, $8 million. And then they did have a $10 million spot too. But the average was about $8 million for 30 seconds. And I remember when I used to be in like grade school and I would hear about the ad prices, maybe like middle school, high school. And it was like $500,000 at that time. And I was like, like $500,000 to $1 million. $8 million? Right. And you're like, oh my God, that's a lot.
That's so much money.
Right. And then another thing I don't like about the commercials is that we used to get like the trailer during the during the Super Bowl. And now it's just like, go watch the trailer now. I was like, I don't want to watch it. You just show me the trailer. Because I'm here already. I'm already locked in. God. You got me locked in on this channel for 2-3 hours. Go ahead and show it. Yeah. So I guess that's doing an ad spot that long, I mean, if 30 seconds is 8 million. I mean, you can imagine two-minute trailer or, you know, what happened.
Man. Because I feel like, who was it? I think Scream showed a trailer. I feel like that was during the Super Bowl.
I didn't see that.
Either during or like right before for Scream 7. And I was I asked my wife, like, you seen any of the Screams? She's like, nah. I was like, yeah, I didn't even know they're still making it. But all I know is after that, they said, buy your tickets now. They said, buy your tickets now. It's dropping February 23rd. Because I saw them do it. And somebody else said something dropping February 23rd. So you know, they're making sure to let people know, hey, we did the commercial, we paid for it, this is promo, this is marketing dollars,
right?
Set a reminder, buy your ticket, whatever. But y'all gotta tap in. So
got it. Okay, guys, so that's all I got for what I saw scrolling. Don't forget to like and subscribe on the YouTube, and if you see something scrolling you want to feature on the show, send it to me on a DM and I will look at it, and next time you're on the show you might see what you saw scrolling. Jonathan, what you got?
Okay, so one thing that I wanted to do, hold on, I don't want you to, if you could give me, Since we talked about Bad Bunny not being number one, who would be your top five Super Bowl performances?
Okay, so Michael Jackson. Okay. And then I'll say Beyonce, duh. She did it twice, so we'll just talk about both of those. And then the one that she did with Bruno Mars, the one that she did on her own. Dr. Dre and them, they just did. I can always watch that video. I mean, like, getting ready, need something to watch, put that on. And then my last one would probably be, I would love to say Chris Brown, but they won't let perform. Lady Gaga did a good job.
Okay.
But I think I'll give it to Usher, just because I know. I mean, I would say I know the songs equally, because I listen to Lady Gaga. So I'll go Usher. I'll go Usher.
That's fair. And I mean, I think one of the things about Usher is Usher and some of the other artists like we either grew up with, or, you know, maybe they just drive in cultural relevance. It's just like knowing the song, and with music, it takes you back to a certain time.
Right. Very nostalgic.
Where you're like, yeah. Oh, da 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 da. What'd you think about?
Well, what are your five? Have you watched five Super Bowl performances?
I've watched five Super Bowls, Brittany. I didn't see. Did you even see the Michael Jackson performance though, growing up? But
I watched it. It's still great.
No, Brittany, no.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to think.
Marsha asking me a question and not having your answers is crazy.
How I?
All right, move on. Let's go.
Coke. What'd you think? What'd you think about Coco Jones? You hear her performance?
I didn't watch it, but then again, I've said plenty of times I'm not a fan.
You the one be telling me about we gotta support. You watch it.
Kudos to her. Don't mean I gotta like her voice. I mean, I don't listen to her. I don't listen to her. I do not listen to her. I don't know. I barely know any of her songs. I do not listen to her. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. For the people that love her, they love her. She's just not my cup of tea. I don't listen to her. What did you think?
I mean, I thought she did the thing. I thought she really did the thing. I mean, because before I've heard her sing, and I mean, I feel like this really gave her the opportunity to show more range with her singing. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Lovely.
Cool. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
I love that for her. What else you got? I mean, I just don't listen to her. I really don't.
Did anybody
like,
else
no
catch,
shade,
catch Coco
no shade
Jones?
To anybody that loves Coco Jones. I just do not listen to her. Go ahead.
Oh man. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, man. Well, I was gonna spin off of that because I wanted to do a this or that, just about R&B queens. Not saying, you know, she's working in the industry, but R&B queens, this or that.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how it goes. This or that. You pick one or you pick the other.
You pick this or you pick that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay. Whitney Houston, Exhale, or I'm Your Baby Tonight?
I do I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Okay. In Vogue, Don't Let Go or Free Your Mind?
Free your mind. Yeah, I'm gonna go free
your
mind.
Okay, free your mind. One time. Lauryn Hill, Killing Me Softly, or That Thing?
I think I listen to That Thing more than I listen to Killing Me Softly. So I'm gonna go.
Okay. We'll take that.
The young girls and the men. Actually, everybody need to listen to that song. Okay, because she talks about both parties. Okay, talk about everybody in that song.
Public service
that
announcement.
Thing. It is. Yeah. Go ahead.
SWV Weak or Human Nature Remix?
Weak.
Oh, you don't like that Human Nature Remix?
You said this or that.
Okay. Oh, she going straight. Okay. She going straight with the answers today. Okay. Okay, here we go. Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew or One in a Million?
I'm going One in a Million.
Good choice. Yeah. You ever heard of Marianne's remix, The One in a Million?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Here we go. Tony Braxton.
You're making me
love Tony. Oh, you making me high or Unbreak My Heart?
Oh, you're making me high.
Mm-hmm. No, unbreak
my heart. She be singing that song. Say you love me again.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Here we go, Moving on. Okay, so now, okay. Whitney Houston, I'm Your Baby Tonight, or Free Your Mind in Vogue?
I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Okay. Spice it up.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill, That Thing, or SWV Week?
That Thing. I'm going That Thing.
Ooh, okay. Classic choice. Aaliyah, One in a Million, or You Making Me High, Toni Braxton?
You're Making Me High, Toni Braxton.
Old soul over there. We got an old soul. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to just gonna break it down to three. You got to pick one.
Okay.
I'm Your Baby Tonight, Whitney Houston. That Thing, Lauryn Hill, or You Making Me High, Toni Braxton. Who we going with?
If I go by listening, I listen to more Toni Braxton than the both of them. But I'm going to go. I mean, is that the song that Whitney did when she only did one take of I'm Your Baby Tonight? Because she said she wanted to go shopping. Do you know that story?
I think it was
I'm Your Baby Tonight, but pretty much they were like, Whitney, we got to record the song. And she was like, I want to go. I don't want to be here. Blah, blah, blah. Did one take, boom, out. And that's the record that you hear today. I'm gonna go Whitney.
Talent is crazy.
Cause she's inspired all of those people. So I'm gonna go Whitney.
I'm Your Baby Tonight, Whitney Houston, 90s R&B queen. Yeah. Fair enough. I'm here for it. Dang, I had something else. It just escaped my mind, Brittany. It just escaped my mind.
So this weekend we have the All-Star Weekend, guys. So I guess if you don't have anything to do for Valentine's Day, you know, find somewhere and you can go watch the games. It's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have details on who's going to be in it because I'm kind of, is the dunk contest going to be what it used to be? Or what's going to happen? I don't know.
Did you see, what's it called? McClung. No. McClung, the dude who's won the dunk contest like the past 2-3 years. The Caucasian brother that would wear the headband.
But he's not in the NBA.
He's in the G League, but he said he's not doing a dunk contest again this year. He was like, nah.
I mean, it should be NBA players and then it should be G League players. We should have two of them.
We would have a good dunk contest
if they gave the winner to Aaron Gordon, or like we would have a good dunk contest. He don't want to do it no more. And I mean, everybody want to put the blame on LeBron for not doing the dunk contest, blah, 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 years ago.
I mean, he didn't do the dunk contest years ago. And I mean, I'm not putting the blame on him, but I mean, LeBron didn't do the dunk contest years ago. But he's never done it. I know, but that's the thing. Like, I think that's when some of this started, was when we weren't seeing our favorite players.
But that's not true, because we had Dwight Howard. He did.
Dwight Howard's our favorite player.
No, I'm saying like dunk contests. Like those are still good dunks. So you had Dwight Howard, you had Zach LaVine, you had Aaron Gordon. I don't know any of the other new guys that be doing this stuff, but it's like, y'all don't need LeBron in every category, okay? I mean, like, he always say, you know, just come to the game. Like, you'll see something. Like, he doesn't have to be in everything for it to be solidified. Like, dang, if he don't, he even said this year, like, I bet he don't even want to start. And he's not starting. So it's like, you know, he don't have to be everywhere. Y'all gonna run the man dry. So it's like, yeah, I didn't do the dunk contest. Like, so what?
That's fair. I mean, that's fair, especially for him being in the, he done been in the league 20 years. Like,
what else y'all want me to do?
Probably after like the first 5 years of being in the league, you ain't doing a dunk contest. Like, you're just not going to make that decision. Why? Because you're now, especially in 2026, you're cognizant of your body, recovery, and, you know, making sure that you're going to be fresh to play in the regular season and make it through the playoffs and then make it to the finals. So, I mean, like, I get that. I respect it. But some of these other guys, y'all need to be in the dunk contest, though. Like, some of the other people that the fans want to see, fan favorites, you know, y'all got to get in there. But if you're injury prone like Anthony Davis, then I guess it's not just going to happen.
Well,
so
Anthony Davis, I mean, you know, him and Derrick Rose, they can sell roses together. How about that?
Oh,
my last thing, we got a comment. We missed a comment here. So it appears, who is it?
Oh my God, him and Derrick Rose.
Oh, man. Jonathan, together. Read that comment that we got. We got a comment.
Okay, so this is from Candy Francine Merritt R.E. It appears that the Super Bowl halftime show has stretched our thought process as it relates to entertainment. It's not just a show anymore. It's entertainment plus experience. It's a inter-periance. New word. Shout out to Cam
New
Newton.
Word alert. I like new that. Inter-periance. Okay.
Inter-periance.
Yeah. Inter-periance.
Cool. Bowl 60. Yeah. So, you know, that definitely is true. And, you know, now where we are today, like, yeah, entertainment is cool. Entertainment is great. But, yeah, we need a little more. We want the full experience. Yeah. We want
everyone's,
the $180 burger.
Everyone's more woke these days. So, you know, they're all, you know. Everyone's conscience. Thinking, you know, what's going on in the political world and here, there. And, you know, you conscience. Gotta fight justice. Gotta fight the system some way. Okay. Yep. So happy Monday, y'all. Hope y'all have a great day. Be great and see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Be great. Drink your water. Stop eating manufactured chicken. But all right, y'all. If you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe at Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. If you enjoy listening to just the audio experience, then you can catch Speak Your Success in the morning wherever you stream your podcast, Apple, Spotify, all those good places. Just type in Speak Your Success in the morning and you will find us there. And family, we'll be right back here tomorrow at 6 a.m. Central Standard. And remember, all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?